Nolte, experts mystified by voter dissatisfaction with Joe Biden's awesome economy. By John Nolte on December 12, 2023. The far-left Associated Press, AP, and a bunch of nobody experts are mystified over public dissatisfaction with President Joe Biden's awesome economy. After the AP declares that the U.S. economy is rock solid, the propaganda begins. Things are getting better, and people think things are going to get worse. And that's the most dangerous piece of this, said Democratic pollster Celinda Lake, who has worked with Biden. Lake said voters no longer want to just see inflation rates fall. Rather, they want an outright decline in prices. Something that last happened on a large scale during the Great Depression. She added, "Honestly, I'm kind of mystified by it." Claudia Sahm, a former Federal Reserve economist, has been surprised by the anger generated online when she has noted the signs of a strong economy, the AP added. "Let me see if I can help these idiot experts out. Maybe I can demystify why we're a nation demoralized by Bidenomics. A bag of Fritos costs about $5. A gallon of gasoline costs $3.14. A 12-pack of Dr. Pepper at a big-box discount store costs $7.18. The average monthly mortgage now costs, this is not a typo, $3,322. The average national interest rate for a home mortgage is 7.42%. A used pickup truck, used, with 71,000 miles on it costs about $28,000. The other day, I was at the pharmacy waiting for a prescription. I was also starving, so I thought I'd treat myself to a Coke and Snickers. The candy bar was $2.30. A 16 ounces bottle of that sweet nectar we call Coca-Cola was $2.10. Last time I exited a McDonald's drive-thru with lunch for my pretty wife and myself, my chicken sandwich, large fries, and Coke cost $10. My wife's salad and Sprite added $11. That's $21. Remember when Vincent Vega was awed by the idea of a $5 shake? A large shake at my local Arby's costs almost $4.50 with tax. So, contrary to the sociopathic parsing of his fraudulency, Joe Biden, Democrats, and the corporate media, inflation is not going down. Prices are not going down. When these liars tell you inflation is decreasing, that means prices are still rising, and have been for 32 straight months. But they might not be rising as harshly as the previous month. When a bag of cheese sticks costs $12, no one needs to explain why Americans are so down on the economy. And those of us capable of thinking for ourselves know why this is happening and that it is by design. First, Democrats are deliberately increasing the cost of energy by making it scarcer. Energy costs affect the cost of everything else. Second, Biden's lunatic spending exploded inflation. Finally, Biden is flooding the country with illegal aliens. Millions of them, and that increases the demand for everything, especially energy and housing, which explodes costs. These illegals also increase the labor market, which decreases wages. Do you want to buy a house? You want to buy a car? Want to buy a Coke and a bag of chips? For normal people, Biden's economy sucks. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jjmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.